You're listening to the You Are Limitless podcast, where you're going to awaken to your limitless nature using principles of business, psychology, neuroscience, and spirituality to effortlessly create extraordinary business success and impact and lasting personal well-being. Hi, I'm your host, Ani Manian, trusted advisor to the world's top CEOs, entrepreneurs, leaders, and change makers, and I'm going to help you take your life and business to levels you never thought possible. I believe that the quality of your life and business is a direct reflection of your level of consciousness, and there's a universe of possibilities waiting for you right outside your current frame of thinking. If you're ready to play the game of life and business on God mode, then this is the podcast for you. I know this is an audacious title, but I want to give you a really simple but powerful understanding that's going to help you see why you're here. Why you're here in this life, why you're here in this body, why you're here on this planet, why you exist. Because understanding this can add context to your existence. And when we have context around the content of our experience, then we find this sense of meaning, we find this sense of purpose, right? And this purpose is not the kind of purpose we talk about when we talk about, you know, what's your purpose? Do you wanna, you know, make art? Do you wanna, you know, help save lives as a nurse or whatever? This is your spiritual, your cosmic purpose. This is the purpose of every human being on this planet. You're here. Your mission here is to know yourself. Because what you are, you're not this human body, you're not this mind, you're not this identity that you've given yourself, which you give a name, say Ani, you give some characteristics, you give it a history, you know, born on this date, at this time, at this hospital, grew up here, was bad at maths and, you know, was amazing at football. You're none of these things. You are this infinite intelligence that is pure consciousness appearing through the aperture of this mind-body, right? And you're here on a mission, and your mission is to know yourself. The mission of consciousness in this form is to know itself. And what does that mean? It means to fill every aspect of your senses, of your experience with awareness. So what that means is, if I become aware of the sensations of my body right now, if I become aware of my emotions right now, if I become aware of how I feel about life, do I feel safe, do I feel happy, do I feel hopeful? If I become aware of, you know, how I am in a relationship, if I become aware of how I am under stress, under pressure, if I become aware of how my body moves when I'm climbing a mountain or riding a bike, that is the action of consciousness wanting to know itself. This is what we call self-awareness. And self-awareness is a primary process by which you experience self-realization. And that mechanism of self-awareness and self-realization is to flood consciousness into every aspect of your being, every aspect of your body, every aspect of your mind. And the way we do that is by having experiences. So when you go for a walk, you're experiencing, right? When you go on a date, you're experiencing. When you start a company, we're experiencing. So the more experiences that you can give yourself and the more present you can be in those experiences is the more that consciousness comes to know itself, to become aware of itself as you, as the contents of your experience. And when we are in this state of awareness, when we're conscious of who we are, then we live in this beautiful state because we're pouring consciousness into life. And it feels meaningful. right? You know, that moment when you're with your partner or with someone you've just met and you feel this energy, you feel this electricity, and you're really present. Or you're skiing down a mountain and you're really present. You're really tapped in to the experience. You've become one with the experience. Sometimes it's called the state of flow, when you get lost in an activity because you're fully there, right? The point of life is to be fully there, is to be fully aware, awake. And this is not the kind of awakeness and alertness we get from coffee, but this is the alertness and awakeness we get from pure presence, from really being present with yourself and with your experience, really experiencing what it's like to be you. Not on autopilot, not running the default programs of the default mode network in your brain, which is automating everything you do, right? We can drive, sometimes we can get in a car and drive 30 miles and not even remember what happened because it's all autopilot, brushing our teeth. That is the opposite of actually experiencing life. That's falling into the illusion. It's falling out of awareness. It's falling unconscious and letting life pass us by. So the real meaning of life really is to experience life. Not identified with the different thoughts and different structures and different emotions and little feelings that we experience every day. It's to experience life as the consciousness that is aware of the contents of this experience. And when we can do that, we are in a state of presence and we're in a state of flow and we're a state of joy and ease and happiness. And in those states, our so-called problems don't really seem that big or seem that intimidating. Everything just works. Life just feels like a beautiful river flowing through, you know, this beautiful landscape and terrain. So I hope you think a little bit about that and invite yourself to be more present with yourself, be more in your flow, right? We don't experience emotions in a way, right? Those emotions experience us because that is how the universe comes to know itself. And all of us, we're 7 billion little fragments of the universe. And this illusion of separation exists so that we may know each other, because there is no other. It's so that we may know ourselves. So I hope you come to know yourself a little bit deeper today and you experience the majesty, the grandiosity, and the pure perfection that you are, because that is what you are. You are this uninterrupted state of oneness, of wholeness, of pure beauty that is manifest in this form that you give a name, a title, a job, a purpose. So I love you. Remember that you are absolutely limitless. I'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're the kind of person who likes to help others, then please share this with your friends and family. You know that if you found value, they will too. So please share this episode via your social media channels. Also, if you have any questions, I'm here to assist you. Please shoot an email to ani@animanian.com. And I may even use your question for a future podcast episode. Also, if you want transformational content like this, please connect with me on Instagram at ani.manian. Finally, I do have a personal request. I believe that we're all here to help each other and to grow and evolve together. If you want to help awaken more people to their limitless nature, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes. I'm grateful that with your assistance, we can transform more lives together. Thanks for listening, and remember, you are limitless.